My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq, Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now. 800-910-0850. That's 800-910-0850. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-910-0850.
Welcome to the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Del challenges the status quo, questions everything, and empowers you to return to your core beliefs to make your life better. If you're ready to hear the truth and get your roadmap to the lifestyle you really want, the next hour will change your life. And now, your host, self-made millionaire, National Award-winning Investor of the Year, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Wamsley.
Welcome to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Wamsley. And as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Here today to help me navigate through the single-family end of the business, which is an area that I do not spend a lot of time in. In fact, almost no time at all, simply because I've moved on to apartments, is Mr. Damon Maddox. He is the Houston single-family mentor, one of two. And he is here with us today to help us navigate through the understanding of how we work with single-family housing. Welcome to the show, Damon.
Hi, Dale. How are you doing?
Good, good. Let's start with a little background on you since you're not on the show on a regular basis. Tell the audience where you come from, because it's kind of interesting that you came out of the finance industry, that you went from there all the way to the other side of the world called real estate investing. Share with us how that happened and why.
Well, I started out in finance, but I first went to school, got my master's in business administration. I was actually going to be a mutual fund manager, and then I realized they wanted 80 hours plus a week for me to work. And I went, no, I've got kids. I do not want to work that long. So I worked as a investment representative. I've worked in banks in their structured finance departments with billions of dollars. I've done insurance. I've been an office manager for an insurance brokerage firm that did $60 million a year in revenue. And finally just decided, you know, it's time to be done. So I found Lifestyles Unlimited in 2008, became a member, then started just learning some stuff, and then became a Preferred Investor Group member in 2010. Glad I did, because two days before I closed on my first investment property, I was laid off from my job. And so all I had was doing real estate and tried to buy as many properties as I could and replace my income in about 18 months.
So it's interesting because you've come all the way over from the other side, and I look at it like the other side. It's like this is the people that I'm battling with my whole life to get people to look the other way, change directions. You went the whole way. What attracted you to the real estate investment world since you were so deeply entrenched as far as education and as far as practicality in the other side of the world?
Yep. What I liked about real estate, and it still drives me to this day, is the passive income that comes in on a regular basis. Everybody, you know, talks about how stocks are doing, and you know, but until you sell the stock, you don't get anything. You might get some dividends, but at 2%, you kidding me? And then I started, you know, talking to you, and 2-day class, I went, it's about the passive income. It's about getting an actual return on my money coming into my pocket all the time. And, you know, when I first started, you know, we were looking at 50, 60, 70, 80, 90% cash on cash, basically doubling my money almost in 1 year. I had all my investment back, but I still had an asset that was still kicking off that income. That's a no-brainer.
Well, you you did well, and you moved on. I think you also do apartments now, too, don't you?
Yes, I'm in three passive investments. I know you keep kicking me around, saying it's time for me to go buy my own property. Well, I'm almost ready to do it.
Well, I'll tell you what, the world is leaning towards passive lately. You know, even the people that go out there and do their own stuff are like, you know what, doing nothing is a nice way to earn a paycheck, right?
Yes, it is.
Just get mailbox money is a nice thing. So today we want to use your knowledge and skill set to help me explain something to people that's very important. We've just launched the new Discover Lifestyles Discovery Program,
yep,
which is the national brand of Quest that you've been using for years now. And I would like you to help me to explain to people how valuable that is and how you guys use it to help people make good investment decisions. And you can start it anywhere from when you first start with a person, you know, hey, what do you do when they first come in, Damon? How do you get them set up and ready to go? Let's start there, and then we'll work our way into the process where you're using the Discovery.
Okay. Well, when individuals first come in, they go through the single family orientation. We talk to them how to deal with real estate agents, if they're local, if they're national members. They need to start finding real estate agents to bring them properties, or they can find their own depending on what their goals are. I personally don't want to work, so I want all the agents working for me, finding me properties. So I find agents that bring me properties versus, you know, scrolling all the different lists out there or their Realtors.com or Zillow or whatever they are trying to find a property that they like. I want agents who know what they're doing finding those properties for me, not the other way around. So I tell all members, contact several agents, whether it's 20, 5, 1, I don't care. Find people that are going to work for you to find your properties. Then when they bring you the properties, now it's time to look at them. It's time to verify that it is a good property to pursue or not. And that's where the Discovery comes into play.
Well, let's walk them through the Discovery aspect then, because, you know, think about it. We've had Discovery / Quest in Texas for the last 10 years,
yep,
and I don't really even know how you could actually do real estate if you couldn't find out what the actual appraisal was, or what we call the CMA, and or be able to follow the comps on the rents. I just don't know how people do it without that. You want to walk them through the whole process?
Of how to do it without Quest?
No, how to use Quest. With Quest, let's call it Discover, because that's the national product name we're going to use,
right,
now. So walk them through that. What's important about that?
Well, you need to know, first off, the address or some information about the house. You put that all in the system, and it starts pulling all the comps, whether it's both the rental comps and the sales comps, the ones where what is actually sold in the past 6 months is where you want to be. In the past 6 months, you want to have multiple, whether it's 4, 5, 6, you probably want to be around 6, because that's where appraisers, when they go into your house to appraise it for lenders, they're looking at the past 6 months worth of comps. And they want 6 comps during that time frame. So the closer they are, the better they are. And so Discover actually goes and pulls those numbers for you, calculates it. They pull it out of multiple different realms. It's not just the MLS. There's other different websites, data companies that pull all that information, and we pull from there. So there's multiple different places, that the CMA or those comps are pulled from. So then you know in your neighborhood, this is what the comps are based on your house, and this is how much your house should be worth, as long as you make it look like and rehab it to what the other comps in that neighborhood are at. And then it
so
just,
now that there's access,
there it is, very quick and easy. It does. It doesn't take. It takes longer to tell you how it works versus it actually working itself.
So, to me, it's really hard to understand how would people do that. Now that they have this nationwide, I think everybody's going to pick up on it very quickly and start using it. But how did they do it in the past before they had these kinds of computerized databases?
Well, before the computerized databases, everything was in paper. And so you had, and the only people who had access to the paper MLS listings were the agents. So you had to go into their office, sit down in their little book, and you'd flip through the pages to find the comps. So it was very difficult to go through. I've never saw that book, but I heard stories from many realtors who are much older than me tell me about those books that they had to go
through. I'm old enough to remember those. There's no doubt. All
right,
we're going to take a short break. If you'd like to ask Damon a question personally, you can call up and ask specific questions on single family or anything else you'd like to ask. Our number here is 877-711-5211. And we're going to take a short break. Phone lines will be open if you want to call in. Otherwise, we'll be back with Damon Maddox and the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
Listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del will be right back with more life-changing principles in just a few minutes.
It's easy to see why Personal Real Estate Investor Magazine named Lifestyles Unlimited the best real estate education and mentoring program in the United States. We take you by the hand and teach you how to invest in real estate. We've been doing it for 25 years. Our students have been so successful at creating wealth and passive income that they've won independent, local, state, and national Investor of the Year awards 9 of the last 9 years. If you're ready to add real estate to your portfolio, go to getmymapnow.com to access our free live training event schedule.
The first thing you're going to have to learn is that until you stop expecting our politicians or anyone else to change your life isn't going to change. The only person who changed your life is you, but you need to know how.
Want to learn how? Meet Del Walmsley, founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, creator of the Map to Retirement in 5 years or less, one day only in Detroit, Tampa, or Phoenix. Attend for free. Go to meetdel.com. That's M-E-E-T-D-E-L.com for dates and details. Limited seating, unlimited potential. Register today at meetdel.com.
After a rough day on the range, a feller can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink.
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink.
Now, the club for Biz Talk Radio listeners and your biz. The Biz TV Club is where you can watch some of your favorite Biz Talk Radio hosts and others on the go, on demand, on Android, desktop, Roku, and more. Never miss an episode of your favorite Biz TV shows and have the 24/7 Biz Talk Radio stream at your fingertips. Watch anytime, anywhere for just $5.95 a month with a free trial by using promo code RADIO. Go to BizRadioClub.com.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rate, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Biz Talk Radio. Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to Del Walmsley Radio Show. With me here today is Damon Maddox, the single family mentor out of the Houston office. And Damon, as we go on here, now we've discussed how to use Discover to come up with an appraisal for the property. The next step then would be to pull the rents and then do all the income analysis and the spreadsheet and the worksheet and all that stuff. And we know that that can be done through Discover also, that does all that. So this has really taken two or three or four of the steps out of your hands and done it for you, does it not?
True. All you have to do is just click the button and bam, it pulls it all for you. But the nice thing the comps, the sales comps will get you where you need to be, so you need to buy it correctly. Then number two, when you get the rent, now you do the income analysis to make sure you're passively cash flowing the property, make sure that it's cash flowing. And if it's cash flowing, it's worth a deal, it's worth a look at. If it's not cash flowing, you definitely don't want to touch it.
All right, so let's say the numbers come out of the machine and they're positive. We like what we see. What's our next step, Damon?
Next step, go see the property. Make sure that you go look at it. In fact, I wouldn't even go look at a property until I know the numbers look good. Because a lot of members, when they see a property before they know the numbers, they have a tendency to fall in love with a property in the neighborhood, and then all of a sudden the numbers come back and they're like, oh, but I love it so much. No, this is a business. This isn't about love and relationships. This is about making money. So if the numbers don't work, it's not worth going to see. But if the numbers are working, let's go see it. Let's go see what's going on. Let's see if one of the presumptions in Discover is rehab. Now we got to go look at the property to see if that rehab number is in the ballpark or if it's way off. You know, if you think that the property needs no rehab and you go see it at the dump, you know the number's wrong. But if you think it's a dump and then you go see it and it's a perfect house, now it's worth, you know, you need to change your numbers on the rehab. Maybe you offer a higher price. I don't know. Just depends, but you may want to buy it at that point, or at least put in a contract.
Well, let's step back for just a second, because you glossed over something that I want to cover. Do you find, as the consultant, people that are not willing to streamline the process? In other words, what a waste of time, in my mind, to go out and look at a house before you look at the numbers. Do you find people that do that? I mean, you're saying that's the wrong way to do it, but I'm assuming that this must be something you see or you wouldn't bring the point up.
Correct.
Is that something people do? They waste a lot of time.
They run the numbers. In some cases.
So they're driving all over the place.
But it is in some cases. They'll get a call from their buddy. Hey, you need to go see this house. Or a family member has passed away and they know the house and they've fallen in love with the house. It has history, but they don't know the numbers. And then they want to know, should I write a contract on this house? Well, what are the numbers? Well, I haven't done that yet. Well, you need to do that. Things like that happens mm-hmm. all the time.
Yeah, see, to me, it's such a waste of time to go about it in the wrong direction like that, because you can analyze 100 houses and pick the one you want and spend very little time, or you can drive around to see 100 houses to pick one you want and waste your entire year. So people that tell me they can't find a deal, it's almost always because they're not running the numbers quickly and making a decision quickly, and people are beating them to the real deals. The ones that are still there by the time they get there are ones that other people have already passed up so many times, and they're not really good deals. That's why they're still there, for the people that take the slower process to get there. So now we go ahead and we decide that the first view looks like our numbers make sense. If it doesn't look like it, we go back and adjust our numbers and decide, does it still make sense? And at that point, then, we make our offer and write the contract. What protects us that we've made the right decision in the contract? What clauses in the contract protect us?
The option period.
Explain that to everybody.
Okay. What the option period is, I usually tell members, ask for 10 days, but don't settle for less than 7, especially if it's on your first deal. But in that option period, you pay $100 for this ability that if you go and do your due diligence, you know, the inspection, the rehab, all this, and then all of a sudden your numbers are so far out of whack that this deal is now really bad, you can back out for any reason. You can just back out. Hey, I don't want this property. I'm out of here. And you get your earnest money back. And all you have in the deal is $100. To me, that's the best form of insurance there is on the planet.
And how often does that happen, just out of curiosity? Is that something that happens 1 out of 10, 1 out of 50? What?
That somebody that people actually go back get, out or go
yeah, they get over there and they find out that, you know, you've got pictures usually you can look at on MLS when you see a property. Yep. You've got some stuff that the agent will report to you about the deal. But when you get over there, how often is it just so much different than what you thought that you just had to get out or retrade the deal?
Well, yeah, I mean, if you've looked at the property cosmetically, everything, you know it. You know what's going on. And so hopefully you've been able to get in the ballpark on those. But, you know, structurally, you got foundation issues, roofing issues, maybe plumbing, electrical, which those two rarely ever happen, but they do happen periodically. But I don't see people usually... You'd retrade the deal if you find one of those structural issues. You find it, because if the seller didn't know about it, well, now they do, and so they know their value of their property isn't as much because they have to fix that item, and now they have to tell everybody going forward, if you do back out, that, hey, there's a plumbing issue or there is an electrical issue. So they're willing to work with you in most cases that this issue's there. Hey, let's go on ahead and retrade the deal because now it makes it even harder for this house to sell. And so you may get dollar for dollar for what the cost is to fix it.
Now, you brought up two very important points I want to make sure we don't gloss over. Number one, as I've always maintained, you don't just retrade to retrade. You can only retrade effectively if you find something that was not obvious. You went over there, you looked at the house, and it wasn't obvious that there was something really bad wrong with the house. And the seller didn't know it, and now you're bringing it to his attention. That's the first one that's really important.
Yep.
The second one is that if you have an inspection report and find these things, that inspection report becomes a part of that house's disclosure, does it not?
Yes, it does.
Now, that doesn't happen in multifamily, guys. So don't think that if you go with multifamily, you're going to get a report from the seller. But in single-family houses, once somebody's done a report, they have to disclose what's found in that report for the next group of people to come through the deal. So is that something that right up front, it's in the disclosure that the seller fills out, is it not? I mean, I had to sell a house and I had to fill out like 15 pages of disclosure. It's the craziest thing nowadays. But it is a part of that, is it not?
Yeah, it is. But in most cases, and what I believe is illegal, but I'm not a lawyer, so I'm not going to... try to be, but there are some individuals that know information about their house, but there is one section on the disclosures. Has this house been inspected in the last, I think it says 2 years? And
yeah.
So
we got to go to break on this one, Damon. Damon, we're going to go to break at this point. Our number here is 877-711-5211. If you'd like to ask Damon a question, we'll be right back with the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
listening to the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Del will be right back with more life-changing principles in just a few minutes.
Get total freedom in your life safely and quickly. Build wealth and passive income so you never worry about working till you drop, losing your job, or retiring in poverty. Hi, I'm Steve Davis, an investor in thousands of units over the years. Now it's your turn. Del Wamsley has been my mentor for nearly 25 years, and he's taught over 100,000 people just like you the principles of financial freedom through live one-on-one mentoring at Lifestyles Unlimited and his national radio show. I'm excited to tell you about the real estate workshop that changed my life. The workshop gets you on the inside of what we do and what we believe and unlocks the five ways we make money in real estate. Just like your personal trainer, Lifestyles Unlimited will motivate, encourage, and teach you so you can get in the best financial shape of your life. Call 866-971-8970 or go to getmymapnow.com. That's getmymapnow.com to register for the workshop that will change your life and let you stop worrying about working till you drop, losing your job, or retiring in poverty.
At Lifestyles Unlimited, we don't just teach our members how to retire in 5 years or less by investing in real estate. We provide access to the tools they need to make it happen. Now you can use them too. Attend the free online class, How to Get the Best Investment Properties, to learn the property evaluation techniques and tools you need to identify the very best deals. Go to gettingthebestdeals.com to sign up today. That's gettingthebestdeals.com.
The first thing you're going to have to learn is that until you stop expecting our politicians or anyone else to change your life isn't going to change. The only person who changed your life is you, but you need to know how.
Want to learn how? Join Del Walmsley's team 1 weekend only in Detroit, Tampa, or Phoenix. Get your map to retirement in 5 years or less. Get dates and register at GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. That's GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. Limited seating, unlimited potential. Register today at GiveMeTotalFreedom.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Biz Talk Radio. Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. With me today is Damon Maddox, a single family mentor in the Houston office. So Damon, here we are. We've gone out there and done our inspection, come back, rerun our numbers. We decided that we're ready to write our contract, and we're put in our safe clause, our option period, to be able to get out of the deal. How do we then figure out exactly what the real costs are for the rehab? How do you come up with those true costs?
The true costs are you bring contractors out, whether you're going to do it, you're going to be the general contractor yourself, which I never do. I always want a general contractor to take care of everything. So I get three bids from three different general contractors. They come out to the house. I tell them what I want. They then bid it to me if this is how much it's going to cost. If you want to be your own general contractor, you can hire a carpet person. You can hire a tile person. You can do paint. I personally am not going to paint, but you can hire a painter and all that good stuff. But this is all about time, living the lifestyle. It's not about having another job. So I don't do that, but some members like to do that themselves. You know, more power to them, but they usually come around after the first house. Hey, this really took me a long time to do this myself, so I'm going to have a general contractor do it next time. So you get those general contractors out there, and they give you the bid. This is how much it's going to cost for us to do this rehab. And then you then go back to Discover, put that new rehab bid in there, and if you're, you know, if it's less than what you're originally thinking, hey, now this property's even more, is better than it was before. If it's more, you're going to rerun the numbers to see if it's still a good deal. And if it's not a good deal, you back out. If it's a good deal, you keep moving forward and you close it.
Now, let's get to the closing part of this thing. Walk us through the financing aspect of this. I'm assuming that we teach that everybody should be pre-qualified with their go-to guy in the finance world. Where do they really lock down the loan? At what point are you locking that loan down to a certain interest rate on that day and knowing that the deal is done?
Okay, good question. What normally happens is once you, to me, you lock it down as long, well, in this market, I'm going to lock it down as quick as I can. It just seems like interest rates keep going up, so might as well lock it down as quick as you can. But they'll only give you, it depends on the lender, 30 to 60 days to close the loan. So depending on what that lock day is and how many days they're going to give you, you lock it down, and then you make sure you close before the end of that lock falls off, because then you might have to pay more to keep that interest rate. But if interest rates are lower, you might be able to get a better interest rate. Who knows? But in this market, I doubt that's going to happen. So lock it down, you know, day one if you can, because they should be able to close. Well, if there's a lot of rehab on a property, you're going to be doing hard money versus conventional. But if the house is completely done, you can usually get a conventional loan, and then you just buy it. And so the day that you get the contract, you send it, the executed contract, send it to your lender, let them do their thing, and tell them, I want to lock down the interest rate. If you believe interest rates are going up, lock it as quick as you can so they can start working on it, get any extra documents they may need from you, which hopefully is none, and then you go towards the closing the deal again.
So let's just give them a little timetable here. I identify a property. Am I one day to contract from that point, or 2 days to contract? Give me a little timetable on this.
Well, if it's an exceptional deal, hopefully you're getting it contracted within 1 day,
okay,
and not waiting 2, 3, 4 days down the road. Because if it's a good deal, it's gone in this market.
Okay.
It's just gone.
I have 7 to 10 days as an option period, whatever you've locked in. And now we've decided we'll pull the trigger. We hit the mortgage company guy to give us a number, lock us in. Now how long does it take to close? How long between that point and closing the deal usually?
Between the end of the option period, it could be 20 days, 45 days, but I'm actually going to get, as I'm inspecting the property after the contract, that's when I'm talking to my lender and trying to lock the rate. And then when I close, that should be 30 days. I mean, contracts are written, usually 30-day close, 45-day close, depending on the lender and how quick they can close.
Is that 30 days from feasibility or 30 days from the day you sign the contract?
Executed contract, yep.
So the whole thing gets done within 30 days?
Should get done within 30 days. But all right, now go as long as 6 months, depending on the type of property, but 30 days is what you should be aiming for.
All right, now walk us through. We go to the title company, and I like to tell this story. I'll share this one. You can laugh at it or just confirm it. Is it the first time I went to look to sign for a single-family house, I read about the first four pages of about 50 pages of documents, and then I threw my hands up in the air and said, I know what this stuff says. It says, you're going to kill me if I don't pay. You're going to take my house and sue me and everything else. Guy looked at me and goes, yep, that's about what it says. I said, okay, where do I sign? And as a consultant, I told people the same thing. I said, you can read all 50 pages. I'll sit here with you. But the bottom line is, here's what it says. If you don't pay, they're going to take the house, and they're going to come after you for the difference. And how often do people sit there and read all 50 pages, Damon?
We tell them to do it, but it's up to them whether they read it or not. The first time I did it, I read all of it. And I can't believe yours was only 50 pages. Mine was like 75 to 100 pages.
There's more stuff now. Huh?
So I did it once, and then from then on, it's all pretty much the same.
You know, the two things that I do read,
make sure that the little blanks are filled in correctly.
Well, that's a point. The two things that I do read, because most of it for single-family housing and Fannie Mae loans is pretty generic, but the two things I look at and I've actually caught wrong are the deed of trust and the note. And the interest rates and the payments can be wrong.
Yep.
And you catch that. Those are the two things I've always looked at because I have caught many times those things to be wrong. The other one is prorations on the closing statement. I've seen those be wrong many, many times. So I always like to look at that closing statement and figure out if they've calculated that right. But that's the three that I'm really worried about. How about you?
Those are the three I'm looking for, too. And then making sure the address is correct and the legal definition of the property is, because the last thing you want to be doing is buying the next-door neighbor's house.
So true. So true. And yet, I never even thought about worrying about that one. That's a good one. But I'm sure that's happened. I mean, this, you know, mistakes get made. Typo, one number inverted, something like that.
Yep.
Dyslexic person like me filling paperwork out, which is a no-no. All right, so now we close this puppy. Now, you're sitting here, you've just you know, held your breath and signed all the documents, walk out the door, you're scared to death. What do you tell them to do? How do you get them going fast enough to get through the process to not lose a month's worth of time?
Okay. The week prior to closing, I'm finalizing all my contracts with my contractors. So if I'm going with a general contractor, which 9 times out of 10 I am, I've already signed the contract and told them I'm closing on this day. I expect to fund the next day. I expect you to start ripping stuff out the day after that, or start painting, whatever they're going to do. Swinging hammers is what I usually say. Then the day I close, first thing I do after closing and signing all those documents, I drive straight over the house, put my lockbox on there, and put a rent sign, for rent sign out front. I don't care what type of house I purchased. If it's a dump, I'm going to put the sign out then too. And when the contractors are swinging hammers, I tell them to let people in to see what you're ripping out. And then I have samples of tile, paint color, carpet, whatever I'm putting in the house, I have samples there so they can see those. And then when they call me, bam, they know they're ready to sign the lease or at least put in an application.
Okay. So you're just like I am. You believe that leasing starts immediately.
There's immediately.
No problem with that. People are afraid if somebody sees something dirty, they can't envision it completely rehabbed and clean. And just like you said, if you got a sample board of the product out there, I also like to put pictures out. And, it, you know, it doesn't even have to be pictures of that house, but pictures of other houses I've done. And this is, you know, my product. This is what this is going to look like. And I did all my houses the same interior colors so that it did look the same, et cetera, et cetera. So let's talk about screening tenants now. So that the calls start coming in. What's your process for that?
I tell them all. They're always going to ask questions. Well, will you take somebody with low credit? Will you do this, do that, and all this good stuff? And do you take Section 8 housing? And now they're saying vouchers. When I hear those two, Section 8 or housing vouchers, I tell them I don't take that. Anything else, I go, guys, you need to fill out an application because I'm going based on what you say. And you may not know. I had one lady tell me she had bad credit. I went and ran it, and she had good credit.
All right, Damon, we're going to have to take a break from here. We'll be right back with the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
Listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del will be right back with more life-changing principles in just a few minutes.
Get total freedom in your life safely and quickly. Build wealth and passive income so you never worry about working till you drop, losing your job, or retiring in poverty. Hi, I'm Steve Davis, an investor in thousands of units over the years. Now it's your turn. Del Walmsley has been my mentor for nearly 25 years, and he's taught over 100,000 people just like you the principles of financial freedom through live one-on-one mentoring at Lifestyles Unlimited and his national radio show. I'm excited to tell you about the real estate workshop that changed my life. The workshop gets you on the inside of what we do and what we believe and unlocks the five ways we make money in real estate. Just like your personal trainer, Lifestyles Unlimited will motivate, encourage, and teach you so you can get in the best financial shape of your life. Call 866-971-8970 or go to getmymapnow.com. That's getmymapnow.com to register for the workshop that will change your life and let you stop worrying about working till you drop, losing your job, or retiring in poverty.
So what would you do with an extra $500 a month in your budget? $500. This isn't hypothetical, by the way. This is something you may need to think about very soon if you decide to become a member of MediShare. MediShare is a way to pay for your health care, and typically it costs $500 less per month for a family versus other health care plans. So seriously, think about this. You could pay off loans, pay down a mortgage, save the money for retirement, donate to charity. That would be a big deal. But you know what? Here's the best thing. MediShare works. It has 250,000 members, and it's growing fast. With MediShare, not only do you save, you don't have to pay for things you don't believe in either. And that is a beautiful thing, too. So here's how you can find out more, and you might actually wind up saving even more than $500 a month. So check into it. Here's the number. Call 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE, now available in Montana. Call 855-90-BIBLE.
With free next-day delivery from Staples, you can run your business like a pro. You can guarantee the marketing department that they'll get their supplies tomorrow and guarantee the accounting department that they'll be delivered free. With free next-day delivery, you'll have the ability to move deadlines up and adjust budgets down. Go to Staples.com and get the office essentials you need delivered next day for free. Staples. It's pro time. Orders over $49.99. Place by 5 p.m. Excludes weekends and holidays. Eligible items only.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use smart fares to fill them, so you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Right now at the Home Depot, Ortho Bug Be Gone 32-ounce concentrate, ready to spray. Or 10-pound bag is your choice, two for just 10 bucks. There's no magic to making bugs disappear, but there is Bug Be Gone. It'll knock out over 100 types of insects for fewer pests in your lawn and more money in your pocket. Start your own disappearing act with Ortho Bug Be Gone. Your choice, two for just 10 bucks, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through August 2nd while supplies last, U.S. only.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Wamsley.
Welcome back to Del Wamsley Radio Show. With me today is Damon Maddox, our single family consultant out of the Houston office. Damon, two things. First, I want to talk about how they can get to this Discover program. Secondly, you had mentioned that you wanted to say something about giving back, so you can get prepared to give that last little dissertation. But I'm going to go ahead and talk about how to get this Discover program. You have to go to lifestylesdiscovery.com. Lifestylesdiscovery.com. It's you're going to get a 7-day free trial, no obligation, no charge, no contracts. If you like it after that, it's $79 per month, still no contracts. You can stop anytime, start anytime you want. It's just $79 a month, but you're going to be able to find, by just giving us the address, putting the address in there, you're going to find out how much it's worth. You're going to run a cash flow calculator, unrealized capital gains calculator, an annual cash flow calculator, return on capital gains calculator, and a cash on cash return calculator. It does all that for you, does all that math for you by simply putting the address in, by locating the comps, calculating what the comps are, what the house will be worth. It locates the rents and figures out what the rents are, and then throws them all into this computerized spreadsheet that adds up and comes out with these different analyses completely done for you. I mean, you don't even have to do the math. It does all the math and has all the data. So it's very, very easy. Again, if you want to get look at this, it's a free trial, 7-day free trial. You should not pass this up. It's 7 days free. Just go to lifestylesdiscovery.com. Now, Damon, I'm going to go ahead and go back to you now, and you said that you wanted to bring up something about giving back. Why don't you share that with us?
Okay. Giving back, to me, is something that happens on a regular basis. It's not something that happens once I become rich. It's from the beginning. I believe this wholeheartedly. There's three different ways of giving back, and it's I call it the three T's. Your time, your talents, and your treasure, which is basically giving back time, whether it's helping somebody in need or helping a member. You know, like in my case, I help members. Yeah, I get paid to do this, but I help members as often as I can. You know, as often as they're calling me or they're emailing me, I'm trying to help them out so that they can do what better. The other way of doing that is to go help a charity. Spend time, you know, it's Christmas time. Go give out free food or something. Then your talent, you know, if you're really good at something, teach somebody the next generation, like in my case, Dell, you first did it, teaching me how to do real estate, then what did I do? I've now taken what you've taught me, and I'm now passing it on to the next generation. So that's my talents. If, you know, if I was an incredible singer, I might help some kid in high school get better at singing, voice lessons or something like that. Whatever your talent is, you can go help them. And then the third one is your treasure. Give some away. I love giving to charities every year. I have four or five that I give to because I wanted to actually make a difference in those charities. And I give it I give it to them freely. Here you go. Go do what you need to do with the money. And so giving back, again, is more than just a one-time deal. It's, to me, it's all the time. I mean, I give away my time to my church all the time. I give them my talents. I'm teaching kids all the time at church. And then number three, I give money away to charities that need it, that are going to go benefit other people that I may or may not be able to go ever see, touch, talk to, whatever it happens to be.
Well, as the holidays come up, as the holidays are coming up on us now, the folks that we're able to interact with, you think about how much more time they have to give because they have passive income, how much more money they have to give because they're financially successful. It's just, you know, there's a whole lot more to give. And for some of the families, what I'm really hoping for is that the talent you're talking about becomes a family legacy. Are you seeing family legacy? I know we are in the multifamily division. We're seeing family legacies grow like wild.
But, you know, as you teach, most people, if they're family, doing it as a family, they move up to multifamily after single family. Single family gets old, they make some money, and then it's time to move up and make some massive amounts of wealth in multifamily.
Yeah, I see a lot of people, though, that even though they're doing apartments, they want to do a house or two here or there just to teach the concept to their kids, to walk their kids through something, you know, that's more simple and straightforward so the kids learn something. Are you still seeing that? That's something I saw a lot when I was a consultant.
I had members come in this month. That's what they want to do. They want to teach their kids how to do this, and so they're not dependent upon a job and all that. I mean, my kids ask me, Dad, how are you able to be home so much with us? You know, I put my kids on the bus every morning, pick them up from school every night. They go, how are you able to do this? None of the other fathers do that. And I'm like, oh, it's because I have a lot of passive income.
No doubt.
I don't have to work anymore.
My favorite was I signed up a guy last year. He was like 74 years old, and he signed up as a member just so he could sign up his grandson, right? And I don't remember how exactly his grandson was 17 or 18 years of age, but it was like he said, I'm signing up so I can walk my grandson through this. Now, that is really some neat stuff to me. It's amazing. I saw a thing on TV the other day where my mentor was on Shark Tank. He's 83 years old, ripped to shreds, and worth $100 million. And this is the guy that was my mentor when I was growing up. And I'm thinking, man, what an ending. 83 years old, still ripped to shreds and doing, you know, all kinds of sports, and worth $100 million. It's kind of like he won on all sides of that equation, right? And that's what we're looking forward to everybody else. Well, Damon, I want to thank you for being on today. Thank you for sharing your time and your knowledge with the people out here in the radio world. The rest of you out there, look this Lifestyles Discover up. Take a shot at it. It's free. Enjoy it. And for all of you out there, remember this. Damon, I, all the rest of the members at Lifestyles, we're not doing this for the money. We're doing it for this incredible lifestyle, which you'll mostly be able to enjoy during the holidays like now. Have a wonderful time. We'll see you tomorrow.
Radio show, teaching you the opposite of everything you've been taught so you can obtain the results you've never obtained. Join us 7 days a week. Can't get enough? Visit DellOnTheRadio.com to listen to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, access past show podcasts, and join the conversation.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Walmsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Walmsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Walmsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Walmsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.
BizTalk Radio.